We welcome you to our service, and as we enjoy the teaching of God's word here, we trust that you are enjoying it at home as well. We want to talk about walking in victory. And as you look around today in our world today, it seems to be a bleak picture of what Satan is doing and all of the disharmony and all of the confusion that we see in our world today. There has to be a voice telling people that God is real, that God is God, and that God is a loving God. Amen. God is a loving God that wants everybody to receive his son, Jesus Christ. Now, the only way that anybody can walk in victory is that they walk with the Lord. Amen. And I think that many of us have discovered that of late that there are many people that have looked for victory in life in many different areas and many different places, only to discover that that road ends in distress, it ends in death, it ends in failure, because they're looking for victory, they're looking for success in all of the wrong areas.
Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to the Word of Victory.
But when we turn to Jesus Christ, when we realize that it was his blood that was shed for us, and when we are willing to let go of ourselves, and when we are willing to lose ourselves, then we really find ourselves, don't we? Because the Bible says that those of us that are willing to lose this life, then we will receive the real life. And that is a life with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a life of victory. It is the life that God has designed, that every person that acknowledges Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life will indeed be able to overcome the challenges that so many of us are affected with every day. So many of us are dealing with every day, dealing with the different circumstances that life brings, life issues, life situations. And many of us don't believe that we can be victorious. We don't believe that we can actually walk in victory. You know, when I say the word walk in victory, to me, that indicates a continuance. It's not something that just happens, you know, once or twice. But walk has to do with a way of life. It has to do with a lifestyle. You know, what kind of walk do you have? Well, praise God, do you have a walk of defeat, or do you have a walk of victory? You know, and to have a life of victory in Christ does not mean that you're not going to be challenged from time to time. It doesn't mean that you're not going to experience perhaps some pain and some struggle. But oh, thank God, praise God, that through it all, we still prevail. Amen. Thank God that through it all, whatever comes, praise God. God says that when the devil comes against you, that he raises up a standard. And that standard is the word of God. Amen. So we are victorious. God has designed us to be victorious. God wants us to experience victory in every area of life. I said God wants us to experience victory in every area of life. You know, the theme of our ministry is the word of victory. Say that with me, the word of victory. That's letting us know that God has a word for us, and God's word for us is always a word of victory. It's never a word of defeat. Now, the devil will bring many words to you, and you know what? If you accept his words, you're going to be accepting a word of defeat. If you accept a word of defeat, then you will walk a life of defeat. If you accept a word of victory, then you're going to walk a life of victory. Somebody say, well, you know, does that mean, again, that I'm not going to have any challenges? No, it doesn't. You will have challenges, but my friends, many, many times the only way that we can get to the place where we are experiencing in realization, real life experience, victory, the only way we get there is many times is through struggles and through challenges and through difficulties. We learn how to trust God. Amen. You know, the mountain is there to climb, you know, not to be just an obstacle to you, but it is there to show you, praise God, that God will give you the strength to climb that mountain. You want that mountain removed, you speak to it, God says, okay, there are some things that you're going to have to deal with in order for that mountain to move. The mountain being a mountain of challenges, a mountain being a mountain that you may be experiencing with your husband or with your wife or with your children or with your supervisor or with your physical physical challenges that you're going through. That represents a mountain. A mountain is something that is super colossal. When you're experiencing something, it may be minuscule in someone else's eyes, but because you are experiencing it, and most of the time, it is mammoth, right? It's big. But I don't care what it is, God has already given you the victory. So you gotta say to the mountain in Jesus' name, I have victory over you. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it sounds like. It really doesn't matter what the devil is saying. Because anytime he's moving his lips, he's lying. The smartest thing you can do is never believe anything that the devil tells you. Because if you do, you're going to be defeated. You will not walk a life of victory. There is no way that you can walk a life of victory believing what the Word of God says and listening to what the devil is telling you in your mind and in your ears. God tells you in His Word, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And then you listen to the devil that says, no, you're not going to do this. You can't have this and you can't do that. And you listen to the devil and you're looking at what the Word says. That one cancels the other one out. And so what we have to do is believe God's Word. We have to trust God's Word. And yes, even at a time like this, many, many believers are falling away. They are falling away from the Word of God. They are following, you know, positive power of thinking. They are following, you know, this seminars and personal individuals that will tell you things that are positive and make you feel good. You know, God shared something with me a couple of weeks ago. He says the body of Christ today does not want to hear a challenging message. They only want to hear what is convenient. They do not want to be challenged. They don't want to hear about the blood of Jesus. They don't want to hear anything about their obedience. They don't want to hear anything about their responsibility. But I'm telling you today that it's all part and partial with the Word of God. Amen. Most Christians today, they go to church once a month. They don't come to church every Sunday. Look around you. They don't come to church every Sunday. Satan is telling them things in their ears, and they are receiving and they are listening to what the devil is saying. I don't care what the economy does, God's still on the throne. I don't care what the market, what Wall Street says. I don't care what the Federal Reserve Bank system say. I don't care what the Republicans or the Democrats say. I do care what the Word of God says. Come on, somebody. I do care what the Word of God says. I am basing what I believe and the life that I'm going to live, I'm basing it on what God said and not what the government says. Amen. I'm basing it on what I believe. And if you believe the Word of God, if you trust God, you will trust God in the lean times as well as the fat times. You will trust God in the bad times as well as the good times. You will trust God when the sun is shining and when it's dark at night. You will trust God regardless of anything else. You lay yourself out. You stretch yourself out. You prostrate yourself on the Word of God. And you say, come hell or high water, sink or swim, I am going to swim like a fish. And I'm going to rise to the top, praise God. Come on, say amen, somebody. We're not going under, we're going over, praise God. And you've got to be able to stand right in the middle of the eye of the hurricane when it seems like everything is falling down around you. You don't know where the next meal is going to come from. You don't know if someone's going to come and try to take your home from you. You don't know if your kids are going to come home from school. You don't know if your husband's coming home from work that night with a paycheck. You're praying and hoping to God that he hadn't used it all at the racetrack or at the gambling joint. You've got to trust God. You've got to say, God, I still believe you. I still believe in walking in victory. I still believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I still believe in the name that is above every name. I will walk in victory. Hallelujah. I'm not a defeater. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I'm the one that believes God's word. God said, He's never seen. The psalmist has said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Come on, people. We've got to wake up. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I'll not have a need for bread. My Father will supply. Wipe that sad look off of your face. Hallelujah. Go and put some perfume on you, girl. Hallelujah. Do something to, you know, you understand? Get it together. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. You know, put on the best you got, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. And then straighten your back up and begin to declare who you are in Christ Jesus. Begin to declare what you have in Christ Jesus. Begin to declare what you can do in Christ Jesus. And everything that the devil has been saying to you and spewing in your ear will fall, and it will not be productive, because the word of God is more powerful than the word of Satan. Somebody say, well, Pastor, is it possible? Is it really possible? Is it really possible for me to walk in victory in every area of life? I mean, don't I have to sometime just accept defeat? No. Don't I sometime have to realize that I'm just going to be sick? No. Don't I sometime just have to, you mean every area, Pastor? You mean in financial areas too? Don't I have to just accept the fact that I can only make so much money in this life, because you see the system is already designed for me to only get so far. So why don't I just give in to that? Why don't I just believe that? Well, I'm going to, are you listening to me? Do you see my lips moving? I say an absolute unequivocal no. No, 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 because that is not what God said in his word. I never have to accept defeat. I realize that defeat will stare me in the face, but I don't have to accept it. And what I don't accept does not become mine. I realize that the devil will tell me, you're not going to receive your healing. There's no way in the world that you'll ever walk again. I refuse to receive it. I know what the doctor said. I know what medical science says, but I also know what Dr. Jesus said. I thank God for the doctors. I thank God for the medicine. I thank God for the hospitals. But I also am thanking God for the victory that he's given me in Christ Jesus. God said that if I believe him and if that I would trust him, he said that he will never leave me. He'll never forsake me. In times that we're living in today, we must cleave to the word of God like we never have before. It is not when the sun is shining that you need a flashlight. It's when it's dark that you need a flashlight. It's dark right now. And I'm telling you, let your light shine like you've never let it shine before. Let your light shine in the darkness of this world. For there is riches in the world, and God wants us to go in, and he wants us to redeem the riches. You say, well, what are the riches? The riches are the spirits of those that are crying out for the Lord Jesus Christ. They're in the highways and they're in the byways, and God is telling us that we are to go out, that we are to win the lost to Christ, that we are right now to take our attention off of ourselves and stop thinking about what we need and what we don't have, and we need to get our attention on the lost. They need to know that God wants them to walk in victory. God wants them to live in victory. They don't know it because no one else is, no one's telling them. No one's telling them. We're telling them what the government is saying. Oh, well, you know, you've got to really go ahead and really project that 5 years from now, things are going to be horrible. 10 years from now, your children are not going to be able to have any Social Security. Well, I'm telling you that in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that you can take all the Federal Reserve notes and burn them. You can take all of the gold and dump it in the bottom of the ocean. My children will eat bread. If God has to drop it from heaven, my children will eat bread. My children will have a place to live in. My children will not be in the street. They'll have a home. They'll have an automobile. I don't care if gas goes up to $20 a gallon. My children will have gas in their car as much as they need. I will have gas, and the government will not cause me to go under, because God is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'm from the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So the answer is yes. Yes. Yes, you can believe God to walk in every area of life, not just in one area, but in every area of life. God doesn't want you to have victory accidentally. On some occasions, coincidentally, no, God wants you to have what I call custom and designed victory. It is customized and it is designed to your individual need. What you need may not be what somebody else needs. So we don't want to try to, I want to have what this person asks. No, what do you need? You don't need 5 Rolls Royces. What are you going to do with it? You don't even know how to drive one. What do you need with them? But somebody else might, depending on what their situation is. We want to believe God to walk in victory in the areas that pertain to us. We don't want to have prosperity just to say, I am prosperous and look at what I've got. It's not all about you. It's about what you can do and how God can use you for the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, glory to God. Right here, and God is looking to us to get our eyes off of ourselves. I know that we have needs, but did not God say in his word, he said before you can even utter it out of your mouth, he says, I have already answered your prayers. He knows what needs we have, but we are his children, and as you are children yourselves, you know that you have already gone ahead of your children and you have made provision for them to have certain things in life. You have gotten insurance for them in order to cover them in situations that they perhaps may be involved in. You've already gone ahead. Some of you, years ago, 20 years ago, you took out a trust fund. You took out some bare bonds or whatever, and you begin to set something aside for their education so that now they are 18, 20 years old. They're getting ready to go off to college now. Guess what? When they come and say, Mom, Dad, I need tuition money, you've already got it taken care of. Glory to God. You think God is at least as smart as you are? Hallelujah. You better believe he is. And he's already gone ahead of you. I said he's gone ahead of you already. So when you come and ask him for something, you're not taking him by surprise. He knew that you would have a need for the things that you asked for. And he's already laid them up for you. And he's just waiting on you, praise God, to come before him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, therefore, let us come boldly. Why? Because we are part of the family. And we belong there. Let us come boldly before the throne of God and ask God that we may obtain what mercy and find grace in time to help. Glory to God. So God is waiting on his children to come before him and ask. How do we ask? In faith. Why? Because that is the way that he's designed us to approach him, is in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he, say he, means me. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a takeawayer, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. How do we seek him? In faith. How does he answer us? Woo, glory to God, he answers us in faith. We accept his word, we seek him, we ask him, and he answers us, and we receive it by faith. Well, what do you mean receive it by faith, Pastor? I mean, praise God, you reach out and you say, Father, your word declares it. I receive it. I receive my healing. I receive my relationship, Father, healed with my wife, with my husband. I receive my relationship restored with my wife. I'm talking about prosperity.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. Our morning worship services are held on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. with numerous services for children, teens, young adults, seniors, and women held throughout each week. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at avccusa.org.